Well, good morning and welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle. It is Friday, July 16th, 2021, 9:07 a.m. That's right, Friday. We've made it to the end of the work week and glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. Joining me as he does every morning, San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Good, good.
We're in the time of summer that it's just wonderful. Out of this dry heat stuff. And anyway, it's been beautiful.
Yeah, it was a really nice evening last night in Monticello, at least, and I imagine throughout much of the Red Rock area. Well, this morning on the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and updates, including low levels at Lake Powell triggering some needed projects. Also, we'll be talking about the Navajo Shiprock Police Department searching for felon. We also have the reopening of a women's shelter in Blanding and a report from the San Juan County Commission. Also, another mountain road mishap in San Miguel County. We'll tell you more about that all coming up this morning. But we start with that Lake Powell project. So in response to declining water levels in Lake Powell, the National Park Service at Glen Canyon National Recreation Area is immediately initiating two projects to rehabilitate a legacy ramp in the Waweep area and temporarily extend a launch ramp in the Bullfrog area. The projects will achieve the park's objective to maintain visitor access to Lake Powell during low water conditions by providing at least one boat ramp in the South Lake area and one in the North Lake area. Bureau of Reclamation projects projections for Lake Powell show lake levels dropping below the current reach of boat ramps in both the south portion and the north portion of the lake by the end of July. Boaters with large vessels, particularly houseboats, are already reporting difficulty launching and retrieving vessels under current conditions at all available boat ramps. Additional ramp closures and restrictions are being implemented and will remain in place until ramp extension projects are accomplished or water levels increased. So in North Lake Powell, current water levels are posing challenges for boaters attempting to launch and retrieve motorized vessels at the Bullfrog North and Hall Crossing boat ramps. To address these challenges, the following restrictions and closures will be implemented. Effective immediately, only non-motorized vessels and personal watercraft may be used at the Bullfrog North ramp until temporary ramp extensions can be installed. Boilerplate temporary ramp extension materials are currently under construction and will provide 80 more feet of surface area for vessels launching and retrieval. Additional ramp extensions will be possible at the boat ramp with moderate site preparation and construction, providing access to North Lake Powell from Bullfrog until water levels reach approximately 3,500 feet. However, boaters should be aware that temporary full or partial ramp closures will continue to occur before and during ramp extension construction activities. Houseboats and all other motorized vessels may continue to launch from the spur on the southeast side of the Bullfrog main ramp via temporary ramp extensions that are 25 feet wide by 80 feet long. Due to lowering lake levels, the Halls Crossing ramp will be closed to all motorized vessels on Wednesday, July 21st. The ramp cannot be extended due to the area's topography and will remain closed to motorized vehicles until lake levels rise enough to reopen. The Halls Crossing ramp will remain available to non-motorized vessels, and owners of those vessels are advised to clean, drain, and dry their equipment to remove quagga mussels. Similar things being done in the South Lake Powell. With ramp extensions planned for the Waweep main ramp.
This is very, very big news. Basically, Halls Crossing is closed to unload your boat until next spring, because the lake's not going to rise until April, May, June at the earliest. And so, and if your boat is in the lake, you can't get it out of the lake either. So. If that's the case, if you have a boat that's there, you'll still be able to boat. But this will have a significant impact on throughout the lake and Halls Crossing in particular, because they can't extend that ramp any farther.
Yeah, so just going to be the one place in and out, and it sounds like doing that is going to require, like we say, this extension And so, yeah, you know, if you've got plans to be on Lake Powell, know that it might be hard to get in and out, and even if you can, it's probably going to be pretty crowded with only one place on the south end and one place on the north end to get in and out.
Yeah, unless your boat's already there, you know, but Lake Powell is currently 143 feet below its full pool. It is down 52 feet from this same day last year. I mean, this, and it's only 33% full right now, 33% capacity in Lake Powell. And what we're seeing with being able to access the ramps is just another piece of evidence of how severe the drought is right now.
Yeah, again, you want evidence of the drought. The fact that there's only two places now that you can get in and out of Lake Powell is a pretty clear indicator that we are in a bad way in the West and in the Red Rock country.
Yeah, I'm taking a look at the all-time lowest measurements at Lake Powell since it filled in the late 70s, I think. Is in 2005, it was about 3 feet lower than it is right now. But that was in April. A lot of the low points are at the beginning of the, or the end of the winter and beginning of spring before it fills up. Here we are in July. Quite often in July, it's still slowly filling, but it's been dropping for weeks and dropping about a quarter, 3 or 4 inches every day. So we're going to have an all-time lowest water elevation in Lake Powell here pretty quick, and it's going to continue to drop for another 8 or 9 months.
Wow. Well, at this pace, though, if it continues, Bill, you'll at least be able to get to Escalante through over the river and up through the hole in the rock.
Over the river and through the woods.
Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7. The Navajo Police Department Shiprock District is currently attempting to locate a convicted felon, Kendall Johnson, who is wanted on a federal arrest warrant for possession of a firearm. Johnson is also a person of interest involving multiple car thefts and home invasions that have occurred within the Shiprock Police District. On July 14th at about 8:30 p.m., the Shiprock Police Department was engaged in two separate vehicle pursuits in Shiprock, New Mexico. Kendall Johnson is believed to have been in one of those vehicles. The pursuit ended with the occupants abandoning the vehicle, resulting in a foot search of the area, which led to the apprehension of five individuals. The apprehension of the five individuals was the result of a collected effort by multiple agencies who assisted the Shiprock Police Department. A vehicle Johnson is known to drive, a black Chevy SUV, was one of the vehicles abandoned and recovered last night. However, Johnson managed to elude capture and remains at large. He is known to have ties to Bacalibato, Hogback, and Shiprock, New Mexico, as well as the Danahotso, Arizona area. He's also known to frequent the Southeast Heights area in Shiprock, New Mexico. Johnson is 31 years old, is 5 feet 8 inches tall, has brown eyes, black hair that is shaved bald, and weighs 150 pounds. He is a member of the Navajo tribe. He is considered to be armed and dangerous and should not be approached. If anyone has any information regarding Kendall Johnson's or know his whereabouts, they ask you to call the Shiprock District at 505-368-1350.
Wish law enforcement the best of luck there.
Yeah, and again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7. Glad that you've joined us. We're going to be back with more local news and local happenings here in Red Rock Country. Stick with us. You're listening to Red Rock 92.
Getting fast internet shouldn't be a difficult process. When the cable man won't come to you, River Canyon Wireless will. Get fast, reliable internet that's always on. From Moab to Bluff and now serving Pack Creek and LaSalle. With plans starting at just $29 per month, it's easy to stay connected with River Canyon Wireless. Call 435-259-8319 and visit rivercanyonwireless.com. You don't have to settle for slow or no internet at all. Call River Canyon Wireless. 435-259-8319.
July has plenty of red-hot buys at your local Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Our paint center features Benjamin Moore and Magnolia Home Paint, along with everything you need. Our extra mile paint promise is quality brands, expert advice, and a one-trip guarantee, or we will deliver it free. Save instantly when you use your Ace Rewards card on Pure Mason canning jars, Filtrete air filters, Glad trash bags, storage totes, and more. Save up to 60% on dealership quality keys programmed in minutes by KeyStart. This is just the beginning of our Red Hot Buys. Go to acehardware.com or stop by Choice Building Supply, 625 North Broadway in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's 9:19 a.m., Friday, July 16th, 2021. I'm David Boyle with Bill Boyle bringing you local news and local happenings, including out of Blanding, where on Wednesday, Navajo Nation Vice President Myron Leiser, as well as Navajo Nation Council members Amber Kanzabaugh-Crowdy and Nathaniel Brown, as well as representatives from the City of Blanding, the Utah Office of Victims of Crime, and Utah Navajo Health Systems and Navajo Nation Division of Social Services, Department of Family Services, celebrated the reopening of the Gentle Iron Hawk Shelter. It's a women's and children's home, which was purchased by the Navajo Nation in 2018 to provide services for Navajo Utah residents. The shelter has been closed for some time, but at the ribbon-cutting ceremony, Vice President Leiser expressed the administration's full support of the partnership between the Navajo Division of Social Services and Utah Navajo Health Systems to open the Gentle Iron Hawk Shelter and reopen operations to help Navajo families. Vice President Myron Leiser said that he was honored to be a part of the celebration to commemorate the partnership that has been developed in the last few years to provide much-needed services to Navajo people in the state of Utah. He said each of the partners involved have dedicated their time and resources to work through the challenges and create solutions to reopen the shelter. Leiser said, while we commend the reopening of the facility, we also continue to focus our attention to the root cause of the problems that create the needs for such shelters. He said we must continue to work together with all of our partners to resolve those issues. Of course, Utah Navajo Health Systems is a nonprofit community-based organization that helps obtain social and health services for Navajo communities within the state of Utah. In addition to celebrating the reopening of the Gentle Iron Hawk Shelter, Utah Navajo Health Systems Victim Advocacy Program received an award from the Federal Bureau of Investigation for the Director's Community Leadership Award. FBI special agents nominated UNHS for the award for their efforts in keeping communities safe against crime, violence, drugs, and terrorism. Director of UNHS Behavioral Health Department Rick Hendy and UNHS Systems CEO Michael Jensen worked with the Department of Family Service Department Manager Regina Yazzie to develop a collaborative solution to open the Gentle Iron Hawk Shelter. As a result, that relationship was established, and on June 8th, Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez signed an agreement to lease the facility to UNHS to administer operations of the shelter. In support, Vice President Leiser encouraged other community organizations, the city, and local law enforcement to replicate the UNHS and Department of Family Services' unique and historical partnership to ultimately benefit families and individuals in need of protection. So, exciting news in Blanding, and more kudos to UNHS as they receive that FBI award and then also reopen the women's shelter there in Blanding.
Yeah, that's a tremendous resource in Blanding, and it's been sad that it's been closed for several years, but what a great project. I know the Seek Haven facility in Moab has done their very best to meet the needs, but it's always nice to have another facility. It's really a beautiful facility, and UNHS will do a great job there, I think.
Yep. Yeah, it's exciting. It's been a long time coming. As mentioned, it was closed and then purchased by the Navajo Nation in 2018, so it's been a few years, but glad that it's reopening, and of course, we know that UNHS seems to do a pretty good job at managing services, so it seems like a good organization to take over the management.
The tribe owns the facility, and UNHS manages the facility. There's certainly a need, unfortunately, in this area, and glad that that's reopened.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that Vice President Myron Leiser talked about those preventative measures, and that's part of what was celebrated, or, you know, that FBI award given earlier in the day, is those preventative measures. I know that's something that there are behavioral health experts that are working hard within the Red Rock listening area, including the Northern Navajo Nation, and hopefully helping eliminate these issues that persist. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7. Have some more news out of San Juan County, Utah, where we have the latest from the San Juan County Commission meeting on July 6. In the July 6 meeting, commissioners approved a bid for work on West Summit Road, with federal funds helping to pay for the bill. The full depth reclamation stabilization is taking place on a 16-mile stretch of road located north of Highway 491 near the Colorado border east of Monticello. So West Summit Road is County Road 373. On Google Maps, it's listed as County Road 313. County Road Superintendent T.J. Adair shared that many people have moved east of Monticello, and the West Summit Road is used as a school bus route. Adair said, if you've driven down that road, it is potholed and falling apart. He said the road was built on clay and is becoming a treacherous road. Because the road is used as a school bus route, the county has been able to earmark federal funds to help with the project. The project is being completed in 2 8-mile segments, with the first 8 miles to be completed in late summer 2021, so coming up here in a bit, at a cost of $1.4 million. The bid came in $100,000 under the county budget. Commissioner Bruce Adams explained that West Summit Road has seen increased use in the past 15 years. He said that a lot of truck traffic coming from LaSalle hogging logs to Mancos, Colorado. He said the road wasn't built for a lot of truck traffic, and that's what initially started to break up the road. He also added that when the copper mine opened, they started getting traffic to the copper mine on that road, as it's convenient for a lot of people to use. Adam said efforts to place weight limits on the road received pushback from citizens, with the result being continued damage on the road. The commission unanimously approved the contract with Coughlin Company, with work scheduled to begin in August. Other parts of the San Juan County Commission meeting, they sent comments to the Bureau of Land Management regarding mining remediation in Fry Canyon. The BLM Monticello Field Office is working with the Utah BLM Office to mitigate the mill site at Fry Canyon, which is a historic mining area located about 60 miles west of Blanding. An engineering evaluation cost analysis analyzed removal action alternatives for the Fry Canyon tailings site. The site was used to process copper and uranium ore in the 1960s. The BLM says testings of the tailing pond shows unacceptable risk levels for multiple hazardous materials, including arsenic, lead, and uranium. The analysis offers three remediation options designed to reduce risk to human life and ecological receptors, to reduce potential for off-site migration of the contaminants, and to reduce the leaching potential of the contaminants that are adjacent to Fry Creek. Options include no action, containment with a concrete cap at a cost of $3 million, and covering the containments with a 6-inch soil cover at a cost of $1.3 million. That third option is the preferred alternative of the BLM. The BLM sought public comment during a 30-day period from June 3rd to July 3rd, and neighbors to the project who are on the White Canyon grazing allotment and have a home and well near the area have asked for no action of the site. They added concerns about the source of the topsoil if the third option is pursued by the BLM. They say scarring of the land and possible erosion where topsoil is taken are among their concerns with that third option. The San Juan County Commission approved comments on the project supporting the mitigation efforts. However, they did ask if option three is selected, that the topsoil removal avoid erosion with consideration to that family's livestock grazing operation, water supply, and residence.
Two really good projects, that West Summit Road. There's a lot of traffic out there. That's going to be a significant increase in the circulatory system of San Juan County to get that road fixed up and doing well.
Yeah, you know, if you live in Colorado, if you're in Dove Creek or wherever, and you work at the Lisbon Valley Mine, that's the road that you take, and you're well familiar with it. And again, lots of people in the area familiar with it. It's a bus route, and a common route, yeah, to get out to the Lisbon Valley Copper Mine. So it's definitely a road that people will be interested to see improved. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to Red Rock 92.
A very happy summer from Moab Heat and Cool, where our motto is Bryant, whatever it takes. Working with Bryant Cooling is what we're best at, but Moab Heat and Cool also services swamp coolers and other AC units. Bryant's whatever it takes means Moab Heat and Cool should be the first call for service and repair now. Call Moab Heat and Cool for all your plumbing needs too. Moab Heat and Cool, and now plumbing, is your Bryant dealer, and a Bryant dealer does whatever it takes.
Summer is upon us, and Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, is in full swing for you with fishing licenses, fishing poles, lures, and bait. Come on in for swimsuits, pool toys, water socks, sandals, and the crazy fish sandals. Find your hiking gear at Walker's, including sun hats, hiking boots, walking sticks, camp supplies, bug spray, and COVID deterrent. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store.
Ute Mountain Casino is open 24 hours a day.
Ute Mountain Casino Hotel is back, now open to welcome back all of our legendary players and guests. Ute Mountain Casino Hotel underwent several improvements to enhance the guest experience and to keep everyone safe, including becoming a non-smoking facility. At Ute Mountain Casino Hotel, your safety is our number one priority. Now open and ready for you to play and stay safe at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel. The home of legendary winners and mountains of fun is back.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Friday, July 16th, 9:30 a.m. Glad you've joined us. We're going to be telling you about that mountain road impact in San Miguel County here in a bit. But first, we want to tell you about the latest 101 Ways to Experience San Juan County.
Absolutely. So we have a publication, 101 Ways to Experience San Juan County, the San Juan Record and San Juan Chamber of Commerce combined for that 64-page glossy. It's a beautiful magazine full of 101 things to do while you're here. Number 39 is the Hideout Golf Club in Monticello. It's rated as one of the top 20 municipal courses in the entire United States by no less than Golf Week magazine. It's also the number two in the top two public courses in the state of Utah. It's spectacular down there, and they're just coming up on their 20-year anniversary of this beautiful 18-hole course. It's a great way to showcase the beauty of San Juan County in a spectacular way. The 18-hole course is challenging but fun, located at 648 Hideout Way in Monticello. Call 435-226-1292 for rates and tee times. That's the Hideout Golf Club. They're also advertising in the guide. Come in and check out the clubhouse, a beautiful new Hideout Community Center. I guess it's not quite so new, 5 or 6 years old. They have leagues down there, men's league on Wednesday night, Women's League. They had youth instructional camps this week. Anyway, a lot going on at the Hideout, a great place to experience San Juan County.
Absolutely. Yeah, you mentioned that clubhouse, too. It's also is a the senior center for Monticello, and it also holds a lot of meetings. It's got a really great view out there, the big windows. So, yeah, the Hideout Golf Course, a great place to be. Not the best place to be is turned over in your truck up in the Colorado Rockies. But that's what happened Thursday afternoon. An overturned pickup truck south of Ingram Falls on Black Bear Pass blocked both Black Bear Pass and Bridalville Road. Bridalville Road is open just this morning, while Black Bear Pass remains closed until further notice. Skilled personnel managing San Miguel County Sheriff's Department reports that skilled personnel managing the operation said two wreckers are required, and while it is unlikely large rockfall is possible during the process, the Bridalville Trail was assessed to be out of the potential rockfall area and will remain open to pedestrian use. The driver of the vehicle told deputies he misjudged the turn and went too far up the cliffside, causing the vehicle to turn on its side. All occupants claimed no injury. Sheriff Bill Masters said Black Bear Pass has always been a dangerous pass that has no requirements for skill level or type of vehicle. said, quote, while on U.S. Forest Service land, those incidents remain our responsibility, but without any authority. He said, you can be a 16-year-old licensed driver joyriding in your grandpa's old Cadillac, and I can't do anything to prevent you from driving that pass. He says, sure, there are signs, but no enforcement, and it is unreasonable and unaffordable to place a deputy up there all day to try and prevent people from making poor driving decisions.
Man, it sounds like it may be open this afternoon. This is Black Bear Pass. This is not the main highway by any means. It's up in the middle of nowhere, but I've been looking at the photos. It's just beautiful extended cab pickup. Just really got hammered. You got to be careful up there. Generally, it's for the short wheel, the narrow wheelbase trucks and or Jeeps and ATVs and so forth. But this truck tipped over and just did a world of damage. And anyway, looks like it may be opened up again this afternoon.
Yeah, maybe you know, obviously, like Sheriff Masters says, they have signs up there. People, I think, can't really visualize what it is. Maybe they ought to get some photographs of this truck up there. I think that could send the message of the potential issues you face.
Yeah, you know, and thank goodness no one was hurt. But, I mean, that's spectacular country up there, and but it's technical. And as this driver of this beautiful truck found out yesterday, you got to be careful.
Yeah, and a reminder to all our listeners, if you're a visitor in the area, we welcome you. We're glad you're here. But please, before you go out, go talk to a visitor center or hire a professional guide, or, you know, make sure that you go someplace that you have someone who knows what they're doing. You know, this is, you know, it's wild country out there on public lands. You know, it's not Disneyland. You're not on a set, you know, track, and things like this can happen, and it can happen to, of course, locals too.
Yeah.
And does happen, but again, if you're a visitor especially, we encourage you to be prepared and seek out the information you need to make sure you have a safe and fun trip. Again, we're glad you're here. Well, again, as part of that, people looking for work, Bill, I know you got the on-air job fair.
Yes, listen for the Red Rock On-Air Job Fair every weekday morning at 9 o'clock here on the Red Rock Morning Show. These job opportunities are rebroadcast throughout the day at noon, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours, generally about 20 after the hour. Our goal is to help match potential employees and potential employers in the area. We're pleased to report that numerous businesses have found employees on the on-air job fair. Denny's Restaurant of Moab is looking for energetic and reliable people who want to be a part of the All-American Diner. Denny's is looking for servers, bussers, and cooks. All wages are at a premium and are competitive in the franchise. Training is available for qualified applicants. They're located at 989 North Highway 191 in Moab. Stop by and ask about the $200 sign-up bonus. When you think of a premier hotel in Moab, one of the first that comes to mind is Homewood Suites. This property is currently seeking room attendants who are detail-oriented and breakfast attendants who are early birds with a talent for talk. Homewood Suites is a new property with employee housing available for the right people. Stop by for your application at 132 North Main. The Lisbon Valley Mining Company is seeking electricians, equipment operators, heavy equipment mechanics, and leach pad operators as they continue to progress to full production. The operation offers great benefits. It's a great place to work. Send resumes to applications@lisbonmine.com or call 435-686-9950, extension 103. Check out the $250 signing bonus at Comfort Suites in Moab. They're seeking several positions for breakfast attendants, front desk, cleaning, and hospitality. Comfort Suites is a new hotel with an experienced professional staff. Come by at 400 North Main. Fill out an application and ask about their $250 signing bonus. Wood PLC is looking for a security guard at the uranium mill cleanup site in Moab. This is a full-time benefited position from an equal opportunity employer that pays $18 an hour plus benefits, or more than $22 an hour if you decline the benefits. No experience required. Visit woodplc.com/careers for job number 83309. Or simply call Mike at 832-363-7043. Come and work at the Canyon Steak and Waffle House in Moab. Currently looking for servers, a hostess, and a back kitchen line cook with a flair for good food. The Canyon is a busy restaurant serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There's also an opening for a night manager with the right experience. Come in and ask about their $500 signing bonus. Canyon Steak and Waffle House is located at 300 South and Main Street in Moab.
Calling all backcountry guides and drivers. NavTech Expeditions is looking to fill several positions to take tours in Arches and Canyonlands National Parks. Morning, afternoon, and sunset schedules are available. NavTech is also taking applications for front desk hospitality. Join the fun crew at NavTech, located across from Grand Tire in Moab. Village Market of Moab, your small-town family-owned grocery store, is looking to hire deli and bakery chefs who enjoy preparing good, healthy food. There's also an opening for a cashier and stocking clerks to keep the store looking fresh and straightened out. Come work for a great little market, recently remodeled, clean, and friendly. Village Market of Moab, next to the brewery. And finally, are you the kind of person that understands sustainability and natural foods? If so, the Moonflower Community Co-op is searching for some special people to assist with stocking shelves and running the register. Moonflower is also a bakery and deli and are looking for talented cooks and bakers for both departments. They offer competitive wages and benefits for those with experience. Come by the store just off Main Street in Moab. So listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. Get the needed visibility you need to find the help you need. It runs 5 times a day and is an ongoing service of Red Rock Classic Hits. If you'd like to participate, give us a call or email radio@sjrnews.com.
Very good. Thank you, Bill. Well, again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show. We'll be right back with the regional sports report.
Sleep In and Mainstay Suites Moab is now hiring for all positions with loads of room to grow. We offer a family-like atmosphere with competitive pay and benefits like health insurance, 401k matching, and more. Our growing hospitality team is looking for warm-hearted individuals who thrive on making people feel welcome. To apply, simply visit witwerhospitality.com/careers. That's W-I-T-T-W-E-R hospitality.com/careers. We can't wait to meet you.
Emory Telecom is offering one simple device to help manage your kids' online activity. While supplies last, Circle devices are available for only $55. They help you customize what's right for your family, from social media to distance learning, by setting healthy time limits and filtering content across every device. Visit EmoryTelecom.com today or call 435-259-8521. Emory Telecom. Making the most of life.
Walker's True Value Hardware, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, is ready for summer. See the full selection of lawnmowers, lawn care tools, and fertilizers. Visit Walker's for all your barbecue items and outdoor patio furniture. It's gonna get hot, so if you need air conditioners, swamp coolers, or fans, Walker's is the place. Walker True Value Hardware, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show. It is Friday, July 16th, 2021, 9:42 a.m. Glad that you've joined us. Taking a look now at the regional sports report. The Colorado Rockies are back at it today. They're hosting the Los Angeles Dodgers for a 3-game series starting tonight at 6:40 p.m. is opening pitch. For the Arizona Diamondbacks, they're also set for second-half baseball. They'll take on the Chicago Cubs today in Phoenix, starting at 7:40 p.m., also a 3-game series. We'll have those results when we come back over the weekend, and also we'll have the results from Game 5 of the NBA Finals, Milwaukee Bucks in Phoenix Suns. Phoenix looking to take a 3-2 lead Saturday night at 7 p.m. Best of luck to the Suns. The series is currently tied 4-4. We'll see what Phoenix can do to take advantage of that home court. Well, again, you've been listening to the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92. That's going to do it for the Regional Sports Report and for this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We look forward to chatting with you on Monday, but until then, have a great weekend.